Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Hello there, my friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Longtime supporter of the show. Love the father-son combo of Drew and Ron over at Impact Power Sports. Ron is the elder statesman. And he gets around in like a scooter, like something that a fat ass would have in Meijer or Walmart. But he's not a fat ass. He's just old. And his joints have been through the ringer. I think he used to be like a rodeo clown or something like that. And got flipped up a few times. And now he's paying for that. Hey, you ever see somebody that was real physical for a period of time? And then when they get old, they kind of fall apart. You see that with NFL football players. There was a bodybuilder. There is a former bodybuilder. He doesn't bodybuild anymore. Named Ronnie Coleman, who won, I think he set some type of record for the number of Mr. Olympia contests that he won. And his body, because of years of putting it through the heavy weights and God knows what the steroid regimen was back then. His body is now, he can't walk. He's in a wheelchair. I always wondered about that. People who, put their bodies through that. At what cost? Not to mention how steroids affects your cardiovascular system. You're at a high risk for a heart attack or a stroke. People who take lots of steroids have a pretty high chance that something terrible is going to happen to them. You know who else that could happen to? I was just reading about this. There is a large increase, a huge jump in people who consume cannabis daily, like chronically, whether gummies or smoking, have a 42% chance higher of sudden death from heart attack or stroke. Like your heart is all screwed up because of that. Stand by. My apologies for the interruption. Occasionally I'll get a phone call. I'm like, I think I don't want that to go to voicemail. More on people who smoke and, take too much cannabis. Use cannabis too often. You just wind up like dead. And it's affecting people of both genders at a younger and younger age. So I don't know. I think it should all be in moderation. I think anything which, like if I ate a Big Mac every single day, that's going to affect me adversely. If I drank beer every day, if I drank too much coffee or had too much caffeine every day. I was ordered by my physician's assistant at the urology clinic to cut down on the caffeine, so I've done that quickly. What was 5 cups is now 2. Bob says in sarcastic text, but pot is supposed to be good for you. Yeah, you gotta limit it. You know? The occasional joint here and there, whatever, you know, who gives a shit? The occasional dart, the occasional Nupo with Nick at the rink. Eh, whatever. Pack a year. Hey, how much you smoke? A pack a year. Jeremy says in sarcastic text, it's natural. Yeah, people who, like I said, I've got a cannabis sponsor, that is a Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. They're not active currently, but they'll be back. I think they would tell you the same thing. You ease up. You don't need to smoke the whole bag in a day, asshole. Your heart's going to explode. Back to Ronnie Coleman. Alan knows a thing or two about him. He adds that Ronnie Coleman at one point leg pressed 2,300 pounds. He also ruptured a disc in his spine and ignored it. I think that's why he's so fucked up now. Bob says, that's too many cigs for me. All I do anymore is smoking-wise is maybe a cigar every month or two. There you go. You do that every day, that's a problem. Like the NFK here. If the NFK was more aware of his health, he might be the greatest athlete that has ever existed. You know, like Bo Jackson level. Now, what he does for a living now is 15 hours of TV a day, every day. Every day, period. Also eats frozen food and has grizzly long cut wintergreen in his mouth for all of that time. So if he's not eating, he's got grizzly in his mouth. He goes through a blister pack, which is 5 or 6 canisters in about 4 days. And his blood pressure is that of an elite athlete. His cholesterol is normal. Now, he was on a fast track towards death when he got in here, despite that, with the deterioration of his spine and whatnot. And but we got that turned around. Despite all of the tobacco, his teeth are now immaculate. Sure, there were some holes in them and serious amount of tooth rot, but I took him over to Dr. Bite Splint, and he's had all that repaired. But that wasn't because of the tobacco. That was just he did not take care of his teeth, so they're rotting in his head. It was so bad that when he'd yawn, it would smell like a rotting fish in the house. The dogs would start barfing. Not O'Neill. He wanted to eat his soft, crispy teeth. But for the rest of us, we're like, ah, God, he's totally got that turned around. I still think that at age 65 or however the fuck old he is, that if he decided to get in shape, he might be able to play Major League Baseball or in the NFL or perhaps hockey. Luke with a great callback that is going to require a story. Says, I cannot remember. Was the NFK the one with the ball problem? The ball problems. Yes. The way the Ward boys, now deceased David and Kevin, would handle any type of medical issues was to ignore them. So way back about a decade and a half ago, we visited and I noticed that he had a pair of jean shorts on, and it looked like, I'm not making it up, he had a grapefruit in his pants. Now, what had happened was somehow along the way, he got a hernia. Now, I guess in hernias, you can have where a portion of the small intestine goes through your abdominal wall. And then there's another type of hernia where instead of going through the abdominal wall, it goes through something known as the, I believe I say, inguinal canal. And that's an opening in your pelvis. It's kind of like that allows various reproductive tubing, if you will, that heads through there. And that's how your balls dangle from there. They're in your sack, but the sack houses the balls, but the balls are attached to shit inside of you that goes through the inguinal canal, kind of like the Panama Canal, but for jizz. His small intestine rocketed through that inguinal canal, and a good portion of it was in his ball sack, and it's stretching his scrotum. So now his balls have surrounded by small intestine. So that means like, digested food is going through the small intestine. The small intestine is going in his balls, in his scrotum. So he's got food traveling through his balls. I'm not kidding you. This happened. And so I noticed it. And right away he got a little, conscientious of it. So he would then this was how they handle shit. He would put his hands in his pockets and put like his hands as forward in the pockets as possible to make the giant grapefruit sized scrotum ball not be as visible. So I'm going to do an example. What's the name of the guy who does the goddamn Pat McAfee? You know how he stands up, you know, when he does the show. So here's my pants here. This is my ball zone. Now you can only see my little pecker head here. But imagine, it was like this. That's what it looked like. This is why you need to be watching the show sometimes. So he'd put his hands in his pocket and go like that. And then you can't see it as well. So he'd walk around like this. It's the stupidest thing ever. So then I try to corner him and say, hey, dude, what the fuck is going on with this? And I go, we got to get this. This took forever. Becca Shea is here. Where in God's native name have you been? I've been thinking about you a lot. I'm not kidding you. Where have you been? Do you know what's happened, Becca Shea, since the last time you were here? Are you aware that love is in the air between two of these chatters? I'm not even going to tell you right now because I'm in the middle of a story, but what the hell? Maureen says, I bet the NFK would be mortified at how much intimate information Eric has shared about him on the podcast. Yeah, don't wreck it. Don't. Why would you do that? Just shh. This is how he pays rent, okay? So I go, Kevy, what the fuck, man? Flapping his arms, getting all pissed off. So I go, you're going to the doctor, okay? And I had to spearhead this effort. He went there kicking and screaming. And he gets the procedure done. No, it's foggy to me. Either they didn't have insurance or whatever. I'm not sure. But they tried to get out of paying it. And then the next thing you know, guess who paid for it? So it was expensive. But I had to pay for his ball surgery. Of course. But he's... That was unbelievable at the time. I know people who saw it. I think Greg and Chris actually saw the ball through the pants. You could ask them about it. Say, hey, do you remember that time? Don't tell them that I was talking about. Just say, hey, I was just thinking about something. Do you remember that time when you were with Zane and you saw his brother-in-law whose ball was sticking through his pants? I think I may have even called him up when we were on the air and didn't tell him we were on the air and, like, insisted that he has to go get his ball repaired. Rebecca, our pal Jeremy here has been losing weight, and he stayed with it, and he has lost 104.9 pounds on what we call Fat-a-thon. The lady who has the same name as you, Rebecca, Miss Twat-a-lot, has also joined in. And she has also lost weight, but not nearly. She hasn't been at it for nearly as long as Jeremy. Well, I mean, she's been at it for 21 weeks. Jeremy's been at it for 42 weeks. And Jeremy is much better at this than she is. Because she has lost 16.6 pounds. But the more important thing is, these two have fallen for each other. Well, I can't say that they've said, I love you, but they, Tophus suggested that they were being flirty with each other, and then one comment led to another, and by the end of a show, some random show weeks ago, Jeremy said, hey, yeah, we got a lot in common. Similar sensibilities. Let's get together and have a cup of coffee. And now they're like official. Becca Shea says, good job. Men lose weight easier than women. Is that, I'm not sure that that's true. I'm going to look that up. You might be right, but it sounds... No, you're right. Generally, men tend to lose weight faster than women because men have more muscle mass, which burns more calories, and faster metabolisms, and hormonal differences. So, yeah, testosterone is the key. So, yeah, you're right on that. But nevertheless, Rebecca says, Miss Twat-a-lot says, listen, I'm 99% certain I can deadlift you. She is powerful. That's 100% true. Maureen says, of course, she is right. Women are smarter than men. All right, I'm going to look that one up, too. Sometimes I agree with that just to keep things on the up and up. Are women smarter than men on average? I don't know how that they would measure this. Who is more intelligent on average, men or women? There is no significant difference in average IQ through performance in certain cognitive tasks. Though performance in certain cognitive tasks varies somewhat between sexes. While some test batteries show slightly greater intelligence in males, others show slightly greater intelligence in females. So there is no difference. So that is a lie, is what you just did there. You just lied to me. Ben Glaze enters the fray with, if you say women are smarter, that makes you dumber. Dumber than, LOL. What? I think Donut Dan is talking out of his ass here. It says, depends. Women are smarter at some things, while men are typically better at other things. Did you not hear what I just said? You moron. I just said there is no difference in cognitive tasks between the two. You're not a moron. Well, no, you're kind of a moron. I'll see Donut Dan coming up this weekend, the 21st, at the Dirty Donut Race. Man, that is some... talk about powerful people. They're going to be on bikes, and I'm going to be narrating and welcoming them as they cross the finish line and announcing the winners. Always a good time. Last year I got sunburnt. I'll be bringing the sunscreen. The Pinball Orgy is coming up Friday. We got a busy weekend. Easy hosting the first ever Pinball Orgy. And this all gets started in Rockford, Michigan, Friday night, 8 p.m. You get there. We'll have a massive pile of people that'll be eating and drinking. 8 p.m., Rockford Corner Bar. We'll wrap that up. We'll walk one block to the east to Pinball Land. That is one of my latest sponsors. You pay $9 for an hour of arcade action. You pay $15 for 2 hours. It's up to you. A free play retro arcade. So with that $9 or $15, you play as much as you want. Gone are the days when you got to feed the machine quarters. Now, as it scrolls through here, you see an example of all the video games that they have here. It's literally wall to wall. Some of those video setups, though, have each stand-up arcade game has thousands of games on it. You could literally play 24/7 for months, and you would not play all of the games that they have there. They even had it have it set up with one of these. With the pinball maker, whoever makes all the goddamn pinball machines, I forget the company. You scan your phone. There's like a QR code on the game, and it keeps track of how you do in that game nationally against other people playing the same game. I'm down for playing Taxi, the Rush pinball game, Funhouse, and the Led Zeppelin video game. There's also the Godzilla one. So whether it's pinball or stand-up arcade, we will be at Pinball Land coming up Friday. Amy says burger time. Yeah, it's there. Stern Pinball. That's what it is. Bob says Foo Fighters and John Wick are the best. They've got them. I know that. So that is going to be Friday. Come out and hang out with this bunch and me. Pooh Bear will be there, and we're going to get started at 8 p.m. and we go till question mark. I think the latest we can go till is midnight. That just depends. I mean, you can leave whenever you want. So my first ever pinball orgy happens on Friday. You'll be able to meet the power couple, Jeremy and, of course, Rebecca. It sounded like I forgot your name there. It's because I did. I always struggle with multi-ball. You know, like all of a sudden, there's like all these balls flying down the machine and you got to hit them. How the fuck? I get freaked out every time. Thank you to my friends at Pinball Land for being part of this show. That would be Ryan and Aaron, the husband-wife combo. This show is being watched, of course, by the folks on Twitch. Thank you. Man Bun Chris says, Mr. Pop Pop struggles with multi-ball. I've got a Mr. Pop Pop story for you, too, by the way. If you're watching the show on Twitch, you stay right there. But if you're on YouTube, TikTok, or Facebook, unfortunately, this is the end of the ride. If you want the rest of the show, it's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live. I have an entirely separate format on Patreon. I should say entirely separate platform. patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where we do the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's where I do the daily Patreon bonus. And that's where we do Who Are These Free Beers and the Lost Zane recordings and something to listen to while I'm away. There are thousands and thousands of episodes available on my Patreon. It is not supported by sponsors. It is supported by you and your dollars and cents. So thank you so much. If you want the audio only, it's $5 a month, $10 a month for audio, video, live streams, Zoom audience participation, and first crack at all new material. Because you're getting it live. Afterwards, I take the audio and it becomes the audio version of it on Patreon. $5 a month for audio, $10 a month for the tier 2 audio, video, live streams. One more thing about that. If you sign up for one full year, I take off 10%. So what's $60 a year for audio? It's 54. What's $120 a year for audio, video, live streams is $108. If you want to send me some hate mail, eric@ericzaneshow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. And thank you. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You don't have to be at the pinball orgy, but you can go to Pinball Land anytime you want. They're open every day till 10. Pinballland.com. That's pinball, I'm sorry, -land.com for Pinball Land. Buy now and refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out from anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. Mario and his team of experts will get you pre-approved with that mortgage so that you can start shopping for that house. Pro tip, have more money pre-approved than what you want to spend. So if you want to spend $200,000, get $220,000 because the way the market is, you know how it is. Somebody puts their home for sale, and in like 10 seconds, they've got 90 offers. It turns into a bidding war these days, so be ready to wheel and deal. So if you get a $200,000 loan hoping to buy a $200,000 house, you're fucked. Because the homeowner is going to start to like, all right, you fuckers, fight it out. Bid. Fuck you. At about 8 o'clock last night, I drove to the hospital. And you're thinking, oh no, what happened? No, I had to get a blood draw. And the lab is open till 9. I was surprised at that. So I went over there and checked in. My PA from my urologist had said, all right, EZ, we got to take a look at your prostate-specific antigen. I go, what the hell is that? I go, that is the only test we have to determine cancer. So if that's outrageous, that needs another look. If that value is high, it's called a PSA. That's what it stands for, prostate-specific antigen. So I go, okay. She goes, you haven't had one in 2 years? And I think I mentioned this before, but I go, does a large prostate like I have, does that mean that I'm going to get cancer? She goes, no, it has nothing to do with it. Shockingly, people seem to think that if their prostate is large, that they're precluded to getting cancer of the prostate, but that is not the case. But nevertheless, go get that test. I go, all right, sounds good. Monday is the day. I get there, and, you know, we're getting to, like, the late shift here. So there's a person at the front desk who I'm pretty sure was transgender, like born a chick and now wants to be a dude. And I have a very short interaction, so I didn't have the I'd already spoken before. I said, hey, what are your pronouns? You know, I mean, that's kind of like the thing. If you see somebody that looks dude-ish, it might be a good idea to say, hey, what are those pronouns there? You know, you don't want to piss them off. I know some of you hate that. You know, because gender is a big hot button issue these days. And despite it's their own lane and they want to be in the lane that they want to be in, some of you assholes continue to harass these people, and which makes me want to smack the piss right out of your mouth. But anyway, it might be a good idea. I know you dickheads go out of your way to misgender these folks, but what the fuck? Not me. You know, I have one of my beloved family members is transgender. And so I made the fucking mistake. God damn it. This person informed me that I might have to wait a minute till the testing, till the person who takes the blood draw shows up, because they got to come from another part of the hospital. I go, and answered in a feminine sounding, feminine sounding voice. I don't know why I thought that was feminine sounding, but it sounded like a chick, but looks like a dude. And I said, yes, ma'am. And I'm like, God damn it. Why couldn't I have just said, okay, thanks. Now, I imagine that happens quite a bit. And if that is the case, I don't know for sure. This was, you know, a person who had pronouns like they, them, or he, him. But if they did, they probably get their nose rubbed in shit all the time. So that person probably thought that I was an asshole. When I walked out, I was like, okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I just kind of like, I tried to be as sweet as possible so that they can chalk it up to, that this person could chalk it up to, well, it was just a mistake, you know? God, I got to be careful. Chris says, you can't feel bad. Imagine the brain melt the NFK goes through when he sees a transgender person. David says, how can EZ cannot remember names? How can he figure out the gender? No, I think I got it. I just misspoke. So I walk in there and I'm waiting. And this young lady comes in. I'm assuming a lady. This next part of the story has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with, I think the lady who drew the blood may have been illiterate or dumb as hell. You remember the scene in Happy Gilmore? Not Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison, when the kid was reading and he's going, he can't like say it. And then Billy goes, today, Junior. She's looking at the computer screen at what she has to, why she's getting the. Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Can be dumb. And that's a little bit odd. I mean, you would think that if you're a person who has the skill set to draw blood, would know how to read and pronounce basic words. Because I don't think prostate-specific antigen should be a problem for anyone. But it came out of her mouth as... And I'm like holding back the saying prostate. So she's 1% of the first syllable into it, and it's already fucked up. Prostate? With that inflection and wrong. Specific antigen. Prostate specific antigen. Holy shit, man. This is going to be rough. So I'm like, okay, shut up. Shut up. And we proceed to have a small talk conversation. Inform the lovely lady that I cannot look at the blood leaving the system. I will be turning, don't be alarmed, I'm turning my head, but I'm still hearing you and engaging you. And she did great. She did excellent. But I think she might have been dumb. David says, you are expecting too much, Easy. Chris from Buffalo says, oh, I can't find the vein. If that had happened, if she had to like root around in there, oh, God. And because after I realized that she might be special and that she was going to be doing it, I thought to myself, it's always quite tense for me in hospitals now after that time that I gregged and passed out in there. And if I start to feel a little bit of tingle in my hands and in my chest, I know that I got to stop being stimulated in that negative way. And so I came up with a plan of action. I go, all right, Easy, if you start to feel it, because you do have a little bit of lead up time. And once it starts, you're fucked. You feel the sweat. Your breathing will get shallow. Your face will turn white. And you've got seconds to act. If that happens, you lay on the ground. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to warn her. This has got to happen in seconds. If this goes south, but thank God nothing happened. I got out of there unscathed. But for a little bit, I was freaking out. Rebecca says, you don't need to know how to spell to draw blood. It's such a special skill set, especially on the folks that are tough draws. Oh, okay. So basically, you're like the blood whisperer then. So you could take the average person who might even have like autism, severe case of autism. And if they just show the ability to draw the blood, they're gonna get that gig. Outstanding. I think that should be a high-paying job. I went running yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. And I haven't done this. Well, I have run in maybe the last year, maybe longer. But I am when I did it, I wasn't setting myself up for success at all. Now, just a little background. Got arthritis in both knees. Right one is worse than the left one. My left hip has been killing me. I don't know why. I think it's some type of overuse or tendonitis, because I'm not kidding you. If you sit too long like this with your right leg over your left, or your left over your right, it puts a degree of pressure on a spot on your hip, and it can result in some type of like overuse type of syndrome or tendonitis. So I've been feeling that, and it hasn't gone away. And I've been like, God, I really have, it's been calling me. I want to go out and run. I want to give it another try. And so I went over to Striders yesterday, and I bought a pair of running shoes. I go, I'm going to do this. And I walked up to Jeff from Striders, who was there, and I had the funniest conversation, because Jeff's stepson is like Jim's age. And last time I was in there, Jeff was bitching about one of his stepsons, but I'm not sure which one. It wasn't the one that I'm about to tell you about now. But we started to get into like a bitch session again about shit bugging us. And I go, yeah, well, you know what Jim did? And so I start bitching about Jim or whatever. And then I go, you know how you were bitching to me about your son last time I was in here? Now, the kid's name is one in a million. You've never heard this name before. And I could not remember the fucking name. And what did I say to him? Oh, I go, you remember that you're bitching me about what's the fucking kid's name? Inferno, Bolero, Barbados. What's his name? And he goes, Adermo. I go, oh, yeah, whatever. He goes, Inferno? I go, well, that's pretty close. God damn it. And he goes, no, that wasn't a dermo, dickhead. That was my other kid I was bitching to you about. I go, oh, yeah, well, whatever. And he goes, a dermo's like making 3-4 heavy a year. Like $3-4 million a year now. I go, he is? What the fuck is he doing? And then he got into it. And I don't want to get into it. But it might not be on the up and up. Bob says, it sounds like an ED medication. I thought the same thing. I said to Jim, I go, what's that kid's name, Inferno? He goes, and I was telling him about that story. And I go, Adermo, that sounds like the name of something you would use to clean like calcium off of the inside of your toilet. Get the running shoes. Oh, by the way, I road raged on the way there. I'm driving, and this guy cuts me the fuck off. And I get behind him at a light, and I lay on the horn, and I see his eyes look in the rearview mirror, and I go, what the fuck, asshole? Like that. Like, it's obvious. And then he then drives probably another 200 yards right across Striders, Granville Bar, and he pulls up there, and I'm making a left right there. So he's now off of Chicago, and I make my left, and I park right away. He gets out. I get out. I look at him, and this is what went into his ears. Hey, asshole! Thanks for cutting me off. And he looks at me like, what? What? And he didn't say shit because he thinks I'm crazy. Now, I actually said that to myself, I was not going to tell that story on here, because that is going against everything that I have preached to you about don't engage other drivers, because you don't know who's crazy and they might shoot you. So I felt dumb doing it, And now I feel even dumber because I told myself that I wasn't going to talk about it. Yet here I am now telling you that what I said to that asshole. Anyway, Jeff goes, oh, he's there all the time. He's probably drunk. Get the shoes, come home. Badger says you have to act crazy when you're 5 feet tall. All right, I'm about 5'7½". Yes, that's little. Man Bun Chris says, LOL, you chased a guy down for cutting you off. Well, no, I parked because I was going to Strider's, but it seems like I chased him down. Truth be told, if he said, all right, asshole, what are you going to do about it? I would have said, nothing, and ran in Strider's. In fact, I walked in. There's two young people working at the counter. I go, hey, I just called a guy an asshole. So if somebody comes in here stomping around, I'll take it outside. And they go, okay. Get the shoes. Go home. Do the Patreon bonus podcast. Talked about going running. And I went running. And you know what else I did? I logged it. I have never done this before. I have never logged 1 mile. I have never wrote, like, because people do that. They'll log their runs. And I figured it was important because I want to follow up on this. And I said on the Patreon, there's a fairly decent chance that this is not going to work out. As of right now, I'll tell you this. I have soreness. My legs are very sore, normal, and my knees feel achy, but not horrible. Today, no work. I have to recover from what is a minuscule amount of, I guess, distance. I'm going to read this to you verbatim. Day one, Monday, June 16th, 2025. I said, screw it. I'm going to run. I bought a pair of running shoes. I was pretty excited about getting back out there. I feel good now that it's done. Couple things to note. When I first started, my left hip was kind of screaming at me. I did jog for 1 minute, walk for 1 minute, for about the first 0.8 mile. I might have mentioned this. I did 2 miles. I noticed that my heart and lungs were freaking out at this level of activity. I mean, I have done high-intensity training within the last couple of months on P90X, but there's something about jogging slash running that somehow puts it on a different level. The intensity is lower, but the duration is longer. Even with just jogging for a minute and walking for a minute. On the back half of this, each minute that I ran was at a pretty quick pace considering how long it's been. Doing it for a minute is no big deal when you know you have 1 full minute rest. The hip really stopped bothering me as the workout progressed. Knees did not bother me at all. This next sentence falls into too much information. I haven't been pooping regularly at all lately. And I think the running and jostling put my digestive system to work. I had to run to the bathroom as soon as the workout was over to do a dumb and dumber dump. I will continue this distance and slowly increase the duration of the run jog while decreasing the duration of the walk until I am able to run the whole workout. This should take a bit. I will take tomorrow off and hopefully recover. So, depending on how I feel tomorrow, same distance, And instead of 1 minute, we'll go a minute 10 run jog, 50 seconds walk. That's all that's on the horizon. That's all I'm concerned with right now. The achiness I feel in my knees does not feel like the arthritic pain. It just feels like my knees are like, God damn, what the hell did you do? But, overall, it's fine. I can really tell that I did it. I'm a little clunky stumbling around here. But I will keep you posted. Hopefully, in due time, this won't even be something worth talking about because I'm fine. But I'm not going to commit to any type of putting the cart before the horse. I'm pretty much accepting the fact that it may come to pass that I cannot do this. But if I start very, very gently, I might have a shot at this. Maybe not half marathons and marathons, but 5Ks? What the fuck? I would love to rub some 30-year-olds' faces and shit at a 5K. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.